Okay, it's 7 p.m. and I'm looking for a motion to begin the meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All right, first thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance and then a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Well, you have anything you want to talk for 3 minutes there?
No, sir.
All right. So, the next thing on the agenda is the November 21st, 2023 city meeting minutes. Were there any corrections or anything that needed to be? Is there a motion to accept the minutes of the November 21st of 2023?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
All right. All
those
in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. The next thing is the December 2nd, 2023 special meeting minutes. They were sent out. Anybody have any corrections to them? It's pretty short. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes of the special meeting on December 2nd, 2023?
I'll make the motion.
And I hear
I'll
a second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. City financial reports. They were sent out on Friday, I believe, and they were posted on the website. Is there any corrections or anything that you found is a problem? Do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The invoice stuff is going around. Legal, we were going to have some stuff tonight on legal, but because Bev wasn't going to be here, I thought it best just to hold off on that. I called Rob earlier today. Okay. Old business. Is there anybody that's got any old business while I wait for Linda to get here? She's making it. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and say that the green space litter problem.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay,
just take your time.
Right.
Don't always remember to get the financial reports the week before.
Yeah.
Okay. Normally. All
I usually
right.
get my shots in my knees on Monday, but they changed it.
Okay.
So I didn't realize this wasn't Monday at all.
Well, we're moving right along so that you can get here. We waited. We slowed down so that we could get the ordinance of what we do here. Okay?
Sorry.
That's all right.
No. Don't apologize.
No apologize. All right. The green space litter problem has not changed. It's still good. And still haven't heard anything from anybody wanting to be a welcome ambassador. And Commissioner Metcalf, what are we going to use for the channel?
Channel 3 tonight.
Channel 3?
Yeah.
Channel 3 for the radio checks tonight.
Channel 3.
Okay, that brings us now to...
I'm sorry, Jeff.
All right. Y'all have a copy of the ordinances, and we'll go through these real, just like they are the second read, so once we pass it tonight, it will become our ordinance. So the first one is ordinance number 4, series 2023, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, an ordinance amending ordinance number 3, series 2022, regarding the place and time of city meetings. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that ordinance number 3, series 2022, which reads, Section 1, city monthly meetings will occur at 7 p.m. each third Tuesday at the Hampton Inn Northeast, 4100 Hampton Lake Way, Louisville, Kentucky, 40241. Section 2, special meetings will occur at Hampton Inn Northeast, 4100 Hampton Lake Way, Louisville, Kentucky, 40241. To be amended to read as follows. Section 1. City monthly meetings will occur at 7 p.m. each third Tuesday at the City of Meadowvale City Hall, 9408 Blossom Lane, Suite A, Louisville, Kentucky, 40241.
That's 4. It's there.
That's 4.
Section 2, special meetings will occur at the City of Meadowvale City Hall, 9408 Blossom Lane, Suite A, Louisville, Kentucky, 40241. This ordinance is effective when published as required by KRS Chapter 424. Passed and approved by the City Commission at the December 19, 2023 City Meeting. All right. Is there any corrections that you see need to be made? Do I hear a motion to accept ordinance number 4, series 2023?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
I'll second it.
I got a second from Meg.
What's the savings on that, Bob? Huh? What's the savings on that?
We're down. It's going to $600 next month here.
Right.
Okay, we're going to $25 a month down there.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's great.
All right. So, Commissioner Metcalf did the second first. We have to do a roll call. Commissioner Bebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Mayor Stoneham, yes. All right. Ordinance number 5, series 2023, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky. An ordinance amending ordinance number 3, series 2021, regarding the salaries of the city clerk and treasurer. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that ordinance number 3, series 2021, which reads as follows. Section 1. The city clerk shall be paid $700 per month, and the city treasurer shall be paid $700 per month, effective July 1, 2021. Shall be amended to read as follows. Section 1. The city clerk shall be paid $750 per month, and the city clerk shall be paid $750 per month, effective July 1, 2024. This ordinance shall be effective July 1, 2024, upon passage approval, properly signed and published as required by law, passed and approved by the Commission after second reading during the December 19, 2023 City Meeting pursuant to Kentucky law. Any corrections or anything need to be done?
I have a question. Is this more than what you make per month?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay. And was there increase last year?
No.
The year before, though?
Mm-hmm.
At 100? Was it at 100?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. And why did it go to 150 now?
What do you mean 150?
Well, because it...
It only went up $50.
Yeah, but the prior was 100,
And then, I mean, I understand the cost of living. I'm just trying to figure it out. And why did it go from 700 to 750? Because Crystal proposed it?
No. That's what we agreed on.
Okay.
Wait a minute, no.
We were told.
You said yes, yeah, we voted on it, but who brought it up? I understand what you're saying.
I think Crystal brought it up. That was at the last meeting. I'm just curious. I'm just...
See, this has been going on since April.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I understand. I'm just trying to, like, you know, just review it, I guess. But it is what it is. So that was my only question.
Is there any objections? All right. All right. We'll have another roll call vote. Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Commissioner Mauflin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, did we have a first and second?
No, we didn't.
All right. We got to do this. We got it. All right. Do I hear a motion to accept this ordinance?
I'm making a motion to accept ordinance number 5.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All right. Commissioner Beville? Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Commissioner Mauflin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Mayor, yes. All right, ordinance number 6, series 2023, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky. An ordinance amending ordinance number 4, series 2014, providing for commissioner compensation. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that ordinance number 4, series 2014, section 1, which reads as follows. Section 1, the commissioner shall be paid the sum of $300 each month during the term of their office. Shall be amended to read as follows. Section 1, the commissioner shall be paid the sum of $400 each month during the term of their office. This ordinance shall become effective January 1st, 2025, upon passage, approval, properly signed, and published as required by law. Passed and approved by the commission after the second reading during the December 19, 2023 city meeting pursuant to Kentucky law.
Did we vote? Are we going to vote for this in lieu of the cost of living increase? Mm-hmm. So we're never going to get that cost of living.
Yeah, why wouldn't this be 150? What was last year that this was increased?
2014.
Okay. I'm just
curious. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second's better than nothing.
Who?
So a second.
Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Commissioner Mauflin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Mayor Stoneham, yes. Okay. So.
Now you do understand, though, we could do the cost of living increase.
Yeah, we could.
Without having to amend it.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Here's the issue with the cost of living increases. It's paperwork, paperwork, paperwork.
Well.
Okay.
And
it's not easy to do because it's a percentage, and then it gets into a problem. In my opinion, okay? That's just my opinion. I've got this set up on a schedule now.
Right.
Okay.
Well, in lieu of, like, you know, not myself, I don't know if Dennis says claiming gas, you know, wear and tear on your vehicle. That's what my question is.
Well, I know.
Or that's what that's about, because, you know, there's a difference in the years and the increase.
Well, I've got...
But, you know, I think, you know, the clerk definitely earns. I don't begrudge her, you know, the clerk at all.
Well,
I'm just asking.
We've done away with the lockbox now.
Right.
Okay.
And I understand that. And, you know, I respect, I think she does a great job. I'm not begrudging her.
Okay. Any other old business we need to talk about? Okay. New business. Commissioners, got any new business? Okay, if there's no new business, Then we'll go into the commissioner's reports. Who wants to go first?
I can. And I do want to say, Bob, the light that you sent the email on, when I checked, it was on. What is...
It's getting hit by bright lights and it's shutting off.
Okay.
Okay? So you want to go first with your...
Yes.
Okay.
December Utility Commissioner Report 2023. 12-4, Drove City for streetlight check. 12-17, Drove City for streetlight check. Read the emails. 12-19, attended the city meeting and will participate in the radio check with Commissioner Metcalf.
Is that it?
That's it.
Commissioner Babil?
Mine's even shorter. I have nothing to report.
Okay.
So I've read the emails, kept up with the emails, and I am keeping an eye on the weather.
Okay.
I got no better on speed dial.
All right. Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead.
I drove the city on multiple occasions, conducted radio checks on Channel 2 after last city meeting, and will conduct radio checks tonight, 2/19/23, using Channel 3. On 11/24/23, issue parking permits to 11900, 11902, and 11906 Heathville Court, and 11908 Queen Anne's Court. Went to post office each Friday with Mayor Stone, attended special meeting at Hampton Inn, and went to Dan Small's office with Mayor Stone to get checks signed. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Commissioner Babil.
The problem, and I forgot to mention this, the issue with the out-of-state tags that are expired, we contacted the landlord. The car hasn't moved. It's just sitting there. It has not moved in weeks that I know of. I'm the one with the Maryland tag. So
uh-huh.
I don't know.
There's as long as on private property, that's your issue. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now
I understand that.
It's not only you've also got expired tags. We talked about that on there too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can I don't know if technically they can tow that car if you authorize it, because
well,
it's not...
As it is right now, we cannot.
Okay.
But we are getting ready in January to amend the community standards to include, because it used to be that way, and I don't know when it got changed, but to the old rules and regulations, to amend them to say... that all cars, because then we say, you know, can't have any junk vehicles or something like that on the property. But now we are going to say that all vehicles have to have a current tag, a current registration. They can't have them that are 2 and 3 years old, you know.
I can say with our association, when I have called, and this has been probably at least 3 times. I've been told, of course, we have to hire our own tow company, but there are nowhere, you know, there's nowhere the police, their lot, they're saying is full. So if you were to have it towed to, say, one of these lots, the one out, what is it, off of Nevada Road, out by the airport, you would have to pay a fee. And they will only take cash, and you've got, like, the person having the car towed, like, we would have been responsible.
Mm.
So I don't know what, you know, what other options you have. If the police department's lot's full, and, you know, I don't know.
Well,
does Tony's have a lot that you...
That's
what
we do. We use Tony's, and they tow it to their lot.
But Tony's won't go on private property
right
now.
Right.
Then do they charge?
Yeah.
Do they, yeah.
They charge the people. They don't charge the city. They charge the people.
Okay, well, see, they talked as if we would be charged.
Well, the owner. They charge the homeowner. They charge the owner.
Yeah, the
owner.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
charge the city. Well, something else that I noticed on my way over here, and it's the same vehicle, again, it's parking on Pacelli, because the other day she was parking there, and I said, ma'am, I just want to warn you that, you know, there's no parking on the street, so you might get a ticket. She said, oh, well.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That's awesome, I
guess. Well,
we have that in our...
You'll say, oh, well.
Right on a blind corner. People just say...
Dennis, what's the order to our security group about packing the cars that they're parked illegally?
If you're parked illegally, you're going to put citations on.
Yeah, I figured they were. I've seen them coming through.
They were asking them to move when they could.
If they're in their house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think what they're doing is just taking those citations and tossing them.
They do. I got a thousand of them at Rustburg Place. I don't know how many tickets he's had, and he just never...
Well, I wondered about that, because it was like, wait a minute.
He never stopped parking in the evening. There's always a car stuck in the evening.
I noticed that on a couple courts, parked outside of the driveway in the court like that.
Yeah. Let's say you had a bunch of citations and you didn't pay them. First time you get pulled over, you're subject to arrest, but I don't think they even do that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Okay.
I noticed on the reports too that it's almost like every week there was somebody parked in the business center after hours, but no suspicious activity. And
what's crazy?
Are they cleaning people or?
Yeah, some of them are, and some of the people that have office space in there are in there. But there are times when there's other cars parked there.
Okay.
I turned one in and it hasn't. And it had the tags removed for no insurance. I mean, they had a fake tag on it. So another tag on the car.
Okay. So, is there anything else? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
No, we're going to stay till 9 o'clock. If I had to come, we are going to sit here till 9 o'clock.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion. Thank
you, Commissioner Moulton. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. It is 7:24.